Welcome back. It still is Let's Talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. I have in the studio with me the man, the magic, the maestro, the mystery, the magician, the many things. And of Uncle One of Obirikwere, Ashley. Hello, Ash.
Hi, Sam.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm supposed to say happy something. I don't know. Is there anything happening this week? Is there a new anything?
Happy welcome back to Monday night.
Oh, yes, indeed. So welcome back. Yeah, there was no Let's Talk last Monday, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
It started...
It's been 2 weeks of no Let's Talk.
Yeah. But I think even on Monday, we didn't have Let's Talk. It started on Tuesday.
Yeah. So 3 weeks, actually.
Yeah, three Mondays. But here you are, and thanks for the patience. And coming
Thank
back.
Thank you, sir, for the privilege.
In grand style. All right, so we'll get straight into our conversation, which is one we've had a million times. I want to ask you a very simple question. Do you think there is such a thing as a woman being too successful for her partner?
I don't think so.
Doesn't matter the disparity in pay, achievement, profile.
I don't think it matters, but I'm also clear that it will take a level of consciousness for it not to matter.
Okay, on whose part?
You have to be a king in your own kingdom eventually. Like, you have to know that this is my domain. I'm good here.
Okay. So what will undermine that?
There's a way it comes off,
mm-hmm.
right? Because let's say you meet this woman who you guys are trying to do the popular make ends meet, right?
Mm.
And then she lands a remote job that is paying in dollars. And by the time you convert, it's six figures, right? And you're doing maybe a meager 150 a month or 200 a month, you know. Now, before now, you guys were just, you know, being able to do your basic stuff.
Yeah.
But now she's earning on this level. But she's not now only earning on this level. She now also has to travel, maybe go to Dubai for meetings and conferences, go to Paris, you know, go to the US.
Okay.
So she's being exposed to a different type of reality. She's developing new taste for different things.
Mm-hmm.
So now, before, you guys would go to like a regular restaurant and go and eat and do 10K, two plates of food, 10K.
And give thanks to God.
And give thanks, you know. And that's you guys even, you know, doing something really nice.
Mm.
Those are like special occasion days. Usually, you go just cook soup for house, chop. You know, but once in a while, you guys just go out, do 10K, do 15K, come back home and just chill. Now, she's saying, let's do 5-star.
Is it the record label?
and it's not on the back of her trying to be extra. It's just where she is now.
I can't.
And she also feels like, my man deserves this life, right? Deserve. We've been on this not enough streets a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should upgrade to enough.
Okay.
So for a man, it can be. If you're not confident in yourself, you can feel a type of way. Like, babe, how far now? I'm going. I don't think that place, their food, it doesn't feel so nice anymore. There's a better place in town, you know. I think it's a perfect fit for you. You know you're my odogu. No matter how she says it,
you don't feel odoguish at that period. nothing suggests that you are anything royal. Okay, I get it. I understand. Now, we have been told to try to do as much as we can to develop our partners. I particularly remember someone saying that he ensures that his wife reads the same things he reads, so that what he understands, she understands as well.
Yeah.
But more importantly, if he has to go somewhere and give a talk, like a seminar or something, and he can't make it, he has the confidence that his wife, you know, will be able to pull it off. So if you were the man earning way higher, there are so many ways that he can try to empower his wife. Sometimes start a business or just do something to ensure that she is doing well. How would such a woman position her husband? That's the first question. Two, in the event that there's no repositioning, can that marriage last long with this, with what you have explained?
So, Dioroko, the challenge is that a lot of times the leadership is focused on material possession more than other things.
Capacity, I would say.
Right? So, there are times when a woman is earning a lot of money, but she knows that she's married to a very wise guy. She knows that there are loads of things she has going in that job because the guy says, you know what? Based on what is coming, I think you should do this, do that, do this, do that. You know? You need to be able to provide a different type of leadership. And there is no rule under this God's green earth that says that you must be earning more money than your wife. The moment you accept that, you're on your way to enjoying some level of peace. Then you must now find other ways to lead in that home.
That's the problem.
That is beyond you just bringing money.
That is the problem.
Because that's what we now make it about. Like, okay, if you're not bringing a lot of money to the house, I'll give you an instance. Jolie was making more money than Brad Pitt. But there is no way that, come on now. Now, Brad, no matter how much money you were making,
no, but Ash, wait a minute, hold on. The disparity in their pay, no reach 6 million naira to 150k, right?
Jericho, do you know that at some point Julie was like the fifth biggest celebrity in the world?
Yeah, but
that's your wife.
See, Brad Pitt has held A-list celebrity status for a long time. He might not be richest actor, but the image, when you're talking about Brad Pitt, there are a few names you put in that position. There's a Tom Cruise, there's Johnny Depp, there's Brad Pitt. They are on a level of excellence, whether or not they are earning more than their partners. When it comes to Hollywood A-listers, these are the names that you call.
Yes.
So if Jolie was earning more than Brad Pitt, the difference would not be out of this world. It's not like maybe she earns like $60 million and then Brad is doing 1.5 or, you know, no, it's not on that level.
It might not be on that level.
It's
but
not.
You're not just talking about earning per movie, you're talking endorsements and many other things that comes with being that big.
That's right.
That she would enjoy, right? Mm. But I spoke to that because of the principle of it. In Proverbs 31, 30 or 31 now, talks about the virtuous woman. Right? And he says that her husband is honorable at the gate. Meaning that where decisions are made, he's one of those people sitting there. So you might not have as much money as she does. But in whatever you're doing, yourself, you hold your side. You'll be A-lister too.
You see, Ashley.
But it becomes more challenging when you play draft every time. And then you're married to be really successful. You're going to feel downtrodden.
Yeah, but the thing is, a lot of what you've said sounds like, let me make up for. Mm-mm. And whenever you have to make up for something, it is a clear evidence that there is deficiency somewhere. Because you say he has to look for other ways to provide leadership. That is
okay.
That is an alternative arrangement of the regular leadership protocol is not what we can follow in this family.
Okay, let me right? rephrase. Let me rephrase that.
Let me find a way to still
let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Right? Would it not be foolish for Ashley
mm-hmm.
to marry any woman with the hope that at some point she will not make more money than I will? Like that's your assumption in your head. That as I'm marrying this woman now, all our lives, I'm always going to make more money. You don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know that. And if you're a gardener type of guy, you want to make sure that your garden is properly decorated. That's what your goal would be. So when she's rising in her career and doors be, you can't control what doors would open.
Mm.
That's out of your control. So if you don't enter a marriage with this consciousness, you will have issues. Because what it will mean is, you will get to a point where you say, you know what, I don't want you working anymore.
Yeah, nobody wish I to do that one. But what kind of leadership does a man provide besides provide and protect? Because you talked about, oh, this guy is wise. He's really wise. We don't say get many guys, we know wise. So she is... No, again, now it's an exceptional case. It is, oh, this person is wise. I just happen to be with a wise person. And you know that there is a proliferation, an abundance of what's on the other side of wisdom. Foolish people are more in number, right? So for you to meet a wise guy who would continue to provide counsel and give you the kind of value, the kind of advice that would take you forward, it means that you have met a rare breed, right?
Mm.
These guys are not easy to come by. He's not, you can't find him everywhere. So a majority of men will not be wise.
So the Oracle, let me say this. Because in our conversation,
mm-hmm.
it now feels like we've narrowed wisdom to down to what can happen without outside.
I am using right? your position, wise counsel. I'm taking exactly what you have said.
So let me speak to wisdom in the home.
And making the questions from what you said.
let me speak to wisdom in the home.
Okay.
So wisdom is the ability to know what to do and when to do it.
Ah.
The right application of knowledge, right? So you have knowledge and you apply it appropriately. That's wisdom.
Right? Okay.
So wisdom in your home would mean that you know that this woman is making a lot of money. And with all the money she's making, she's still submitted to you. The foolish thing that you would now do is to find a way to make her uncomfortable because she's earning more.
Yeah, but you are
so
uncomfortable.
So you're looking for a way to make sure that your home is a safe haven. You know, no matter the pressure on the outside, you're constantly providing calm for her. Then when she comes home, she's in a hurry to come back to hobby. Because this guy, the things he would say to me, the way he would pray with me, the way he would encourage me, that is wisdom.
Ashley,
freaking use your head.
Ashley.
You're not making $10,000 a month.
Listen,
use your head.
I understand. But a lot of the way you paint this man is like, oh man, no get choice. So I have to be nice to this woman. Else.
Yeah, there are many situations in our lives,
right,
where you would have to compromise and say, you know what, we are here now. What do I do?
The relationship, no balance again. Because by the time this man is in this position, I would love, and I'm not saying this is not even a conversation around equality. But it is taking the steps that you need to take with a certain confidence. Right? Now you're not saying, oh, I know that she's miles ahead. I now have to do as much as I can.
No,
it puts the man in a really tight spot.
The Oracle, yeah. This is what I'm
saying. And we want to call it wisdom.
No, this is what I'm saying.
Mm.
Loads of times, right? The pressure that a man would feel would come from the bills that she's paying.
Yeah, for a large part, yeah.
I know someone who, for a period in his home, his wife was the one making money. Right? He was somewhat redundant with what he was doing at the time, and she was bringing money. Now, she was bringing money because she had to multitask. She was doing a lot of things. Because we need extra money.
Mm.
Before it was two people bringing money into the home.
Yeah.
Now it's just one person. So I need to do more. So she's outside more than she's inside.
Mm.
So he decided that if there are things to wash out, I can do the washing because I have time on my hands. I can cook. He would do that. But he was never shy of saying, you know what, we are going in this direction. He was never going to behave like, oh, because she's bringing money, I should let her decide where we are going. That doesn't happen.
It depends on what they had as a relationship before they got to that point.
That's why I'm saying, what mindset do you enter relationship with in the first place? Do you enter a relationship thinking that whoever I'm going to be with would never be more successful than
your mindset at inception of relationship is heavily sponsored
by how
by
much
your financial capacity.
That's wrong.
It's not well, you and I want to speak English on radio, but let's be realistic. If at the point of entry, when you met this lady, when you guys started dating before you became fiancé and then eventually became married, if from pay the first whistle, she don't already pass you already that time.
Jericho, remember
Ashley,
the conversation we're having on Saturday?
She's DJ Copy. Already.
See, remember the conversation we're having on Saturday, right?
This
how women appreciate that a guy, no matter what you get, I don't send you now. Like, women appreciate those type of men more than the ones who are warming up to them, you know, and cowering at everything.
Very true.
So if you already have that, like, I'm confident in myself. I'm who I am. I'm not going to shift grounds because you have money or because you're DJ Copy. No. If I say I want to eat at Mama Bashirat's place, that's where I'm eating. I'm not going to now because you said you want to do 1 5-star. No. Go do regular. Now, what's your one chop? Is that stew? That pepper stew, that's what I feel like eating, right? And if you're not cool with it, then take a walk. We're not going on this journey. So if you're already that type of guy, there's no way that you're going to feel intimidated because she's bringing more money, because it does not matter.
I understand, Ashley. The point is the reality on ground, right? And while you might be the most confident guy alive, you might call the shots, point in this direction, go left or go right when you want to. The fact that you are earning way less, regardless of how mature you are, how you want to, this relationship is different. We have our boundaries, we are understanding, would dictate that you can't call all the shots.
There's no way you should.
Right?
You have to admit that to yourself, that you should not call all the shots.
It might also mean that you can't call as many shots as you would have called if you were earning more. And it's not a short competition.
That's the thing.
My few shots against her plenty shots.
Jericho, that's
but
the point.
The fact that this is a consistent issue, the fact that for the past 5 years, she has been earning more than me, it's not a temporary, and again, it's not a competition. I don't want anybody to take my position to state that I mean or I want the man to always, no. There's nothing that would please me more than having the beautiful woman I kept at home succeed at the highest possible levels. However, you see this thing called ego.
Yeah, there is that. And that's what you have to maintain for yourself and make sure it's not coming off how you feel about her and her success. It has to be about how you feel about yourself. So, the Oracle, here's the thing. Let's say I'm dating this girl, right?
Which is not too...
And she's from a really well-to-do family. She's
got to imagine
many things. She has businesses running. Mm-hmm. She imports hair from Brazil. She's doing big things.
Who is this girl, Ashley?
And we are dating.
Mm.
But she comes to my house. Before she comes, I don't cook. I don't arrange my... I'm not waiting. I'm not expecting you to bring money for anything.
Mm.
If we have to go out, I'll pick up the bills, right? And I'm not scared to say, this is where I can afford, and I think the food is great. Right?
No, but normally, even if you know a date, but you don't know where food they great. You do they know where they...
Right? Mm. So you already do that. It's easy for her to align and you guys have a symbiotic relationship that when she already feels like you're intimidated. In fact, personally, I would advise women that are successful before getting into marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that he's comfortable with spending what you have.
Hmm.
That is not like are we going to spend all that much money? You know, say 300 million their account. Yeah. Let's go for a vacation. It will cost us like, you know, 10 million. And he's worried.
Why would he
just leave that guy? Go and look for someone who...
No, but actually, wait. Why should he not be worried? I don't understand. Did he come to this world to be chopping her money? Every right-thinking man should be. Let me not use the word worry. Let me use concern.
That is when you are not doing the best that you can. As long as you know that you're doing the best that you can, be comfortable with it. As I said, if you're playing draft, you should be worried.
Are we ever doing the best we can, Ashley? Because the motivational speakers will tell you that there's more. There's better to always do.
And they should go and sleep.
You understand? It's not, this cannot be the best.
With all of their motivation, they are not Dangote.
The you in you. You understand? You keep pushing, keep trying, keep doing this one. So
there are people that it is not in their destiny to be millionaires in dollars, Jesus, no matter how much they try.
Actually, that's
for real. It's
that's a lot of bad news.
It's not. Do you know that?
How can you keep mouth and say that to a human being?
Jericho, do you know that when the alabaster box was broken at Jesus' feet, and someone said, "This thing would have been sold,"
and
the proceeds given to the poor.
You carry oil perfume, go break anyhow.
What did he say? He said the poor would always be in your midst. You always have them.
Another try.
It's impossible for you not to have people who would be poor, right? Because at some point, someone will have to be the driver. Someone will have to do the house runs.
So the question is, who identifies as poor?
Exactly, that's the thing.
It cannot be this guy that has this rich girlfriend.
Maybe if you have that mindset, you have no business having a rich girlfriend.
You know, suppose Biam.
Because a person's fortune can change. She can just be regular, right? And you guys are living your life and you're doing the best that you can. Maybe now you, they even sponsor the worker. Because guess what? The picture I painted you about the guy who was doing stuff at home, what his wife was doing was his idea.
Hmm.
It was the one who said, you know, I think you should go into this thing. And she said, I don't think I can. I said, babe, relax, you can do this thing.
I know.
And then she started doing it. And the things started picking up and picking up and picking up. And she's able to, you know, bring money to the house.
The guy is the exception to the rule.
That's what I'm saying. You need to find... If you don't have the wisdom, go and find it. Collaborate with people who have it so that they can guide you on how to have it.
It's not every idea that will work, actually. Let the foolish breathe. You understand? Not everybody is wise on these streets. So you must understand this.
Now, I'm imagining someone like you, mm-hmm, dating a billionaire. I mean, come on now.
I'm sorry for that billionaire. As my wife, then I can't make money. You say me and the shame. In anger.
Your wife never make money.
Oh, Lord have mercy. She's trying. Let's just leave it there because I know what they see. But anyways, the point I'm making is...
You never see anything.
The point I'm making... You never see anything.
This is what we talk here.
As I did now, I say, I begin to make money. Sam is shy to wait. Don't chop this woman money. This woman, where is he? I go chop. Oh, God.
Ha. See, it just takes one moment. And Jericho, is a moment like this. You know, we've seen your posts on social media. We are an international body. We feel like we want to collaborate and see how we can make what you're doing bigger. We want a partnership. We're willing to do $1 million a year. And the fortune changes in an instant. You did not see that coming.
Actually, wait.
You didn't plan for it.
Wait, this thing, you give an example. It happened. Hey!
I'm telling you what could happen now. What could happen?
Hey, yeah? Wow.
One moment, everything changes. You really feel like, say, you did go, now you did bring money before.
Woman, come here.
And there are women who actually allow is not a word, who actually are submitted to a man's leadership. Yeah. The fact that they are bringing money does not mean that they want to lord anything over you. Who are literally like, bro, see my balance. What do we do? Hmm. What do you want to do? So if you now begin to act as though she says, babe, I think we should go to this place. So, you know, I think it's really nice. And I say, no. Now that's how they chop okwa. It's there or nothing. Come on now. Come on. Then she begins to sense that you're intimidated by how much he's earning.
No, that's
the beginning of the end.
You should not be intimidated. However, you will not be comfortable with those outings if it's frequent. Right? Oh, sweetie, let's go to 5-star. You go 5-star today. Let's go to 6-star. You go another star.
What if the money is now in your account? The money hits her account. And she says, babe, I'm taking 20% for personal stuff. 10% is tithe. The other 70, I just transferred it to you. The money day account. Now you they run this money. But you keep deciding that you guys should go to where they are selling okwa.
And that's your personal problem. Your village people obviously have remembered you by your full name, first, middle, and last. And it's your problem. It is your problem. Person say, Ashley, won't finish me with imagination. My brother, you know, if you have no idea, me where the studio, the thing, you know, scatter me. We don't talk of you where the house. My brain, I know if you paint picture again for this place. Da Vinci, no get level where they are. I have painted, I have imagined. Ha. Annie, Hano Paronko. No, he's a player. Ask you, can you go where you know if you come back? They don't carry 70% of 6 million put on my account. Don't they say, let's go and eat here. Let's. That's still the idea. They want to come here. Oh my goodness. Let's take some calls. I beg you, Ashley, and continue. It's okay. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Jude. I'm calling from Chuba.
All right, Jude. Go ahead.
I would say some of the points you've made are actually wrong.
No, you don't agree with the points. Not that it's wrong.
Yes, sorry. I don't agree with some of the points you've made.
All right.
I've been in a situation whereby my girlfriend, 50K, this girl won't kill me with messages. Go and buy this. I'll send you 5K. So imagine a situation where some women would have like 70, 80, 100 million in their account and the husband is not working, or the husband doesn't have half of what she has. A lot of women would use that as an opportunity to disrespect the man.
Okay.
And it takes the grace of God for most men to control themselves. Okay, like Brad Pitt, for instance, you'd use as an example. You don't know what he's facing in his house. Might be going through hell, but he decides to just lay low and play on with whatever is going on. Thank you very much.
Okay. I had a few questions, but so what I like is your choice of words, right? I love that you expressed your point exactly as you did. Every time you talked about women, you said some women. You didn't make a blanket or a general statement saying women are this. And the example you gave was with your relationship. So what I can get from that is there are certain people who would make life difficult for you and others who will allow you thrive. And I want to believe that's the position that Ashley has held. It has been made quite clear that there is a kind of woman and there's also a kind of man. Unfortunately, your experience, it's not one that you want to relive.
Jero, could you know that? Let's say that you're the man.
Let's say? You're imagining that too?
No, let's say that this, like, that Duduski is this man who is now in relationship or in marriage with this woman who is now sending him on errand, and he decides to revolt.
Mm-hmm.
Every way you look at it is a battle he's going to lose.
Really?
Except for you deciding that, you know what, I don't want to continue in this marriage. I can't deal. Because what are you going to do? begin to fight and say, I don't like you sending me. And then she sees it like, oh, you're intimidated by... It's something you've lost already.
So how should he handle that?
So, Jericho, it's the same thing that I've said all along. What type of person were you before you got to this point? Did she see you like somebody that if she makes money, she can begin to send you on an errand?
Okay, that's a very good one. Okay.
Because there's no, you know, say this guy, I know if you send him anything. No matter how much, like, he's not this guy.
Yeah.
You can't send him. So you need to check your disposition toward that relationship before the success arrived. Because it's going to condition a lot of things that would happen.
Truly.
It's like when a woman marries a guy that takes you clubbing, you know, you guys chill a lot. You now marry him. You now expect him to stay at home. He's like, this was our life. Why do I need to change now? So before, you've shown that you can run errands. You've shown that you're the type of guy that can stoop. Now, she now has reason to push it.
Wow.
You suddenly now want to have sense. It's not going to work. There's something they used to say. They say food where rich man know they chop. Now when he pour, they reject them. Right? So before, you were not even in that situation. You already knew not to behave like, I'm that type of guy that you can now begin to send to go and buy this, go and buy that. With your money, you go and buy it. You have to be that type of guy that they would know that the fact that you're bringing the money does not mean that I will now become someone who runs errands. Now, there are things that you should be wise enough to know that, okay, if she's doing this, I should be able to do this, right? If she has a job that is really tasking on her, you cannot say, I'm sitting at home, so she must come back and cook, all those kind of things. If there is a way that you can probably, you can afford it, right? You can contract someone to do the cooking. Fine. But it's just knowing how to apply yourself to the situation that you're faced with. It's important because it's a battle that you're losing. If you go and start trying to fight dirty, you're going to lose. She has money. She can walk out on you. There's a lot that can go wrong.
Okay.
Now, Jericho, that is not also to say that there are not some women who are wicked and evil.
Dramandra. Weevil.
There are some people like that. The same way that there are some men who, when they had nothing, they were calm and collected. Suddenly, they've come into some success. And you begin to see parts of them that you're like, come on, where did this come from? There would be those peculiar cases.
Yeah.
But generally, the type of person that you are entering any relationship is important. Because it will affect the health of the relationship going forward based on how much success begins to come. Because believe it, except you guys are like, you know, dons, both of you will thrive in your careers.
Yeah.
And it's possible that she can do better than you. With your advice. Now, you're the advisor, but now she's the succeed pass. You know? So, it's important that you're clear about the type of person you are and what you can accept.
Okay. 0817-923-0003 WhatsApp is 080-903-06-416. Please turn off your radio as you call. Is there such a thing as being too successful for your partner? Do you think that lady can be too successful? Is there a level of success that you would consider unacceptable? And I imagine that the man is objecting to, I mean, you talked about a lady who was always not around thanks to her engagement. A man who would object to that, obviously, because he wants to keep the family together. And the woman thinking he's intimidated. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Hatiba from Atatürk.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, I feel like if she's any more, I'm sure, and that she's like submissive I don't see anything wrong for her to earn more than the man. Like, actually, he was like that. She has to, like, contribute to the relationship or something. Like, when he brings up ideas, it's good. And if she makes the money, it's okay. So, like, I don't see any reason why he would have a problem with her anymore. So I have to say thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So the man should be a man.
Yes, sir.
I just saw a quote. Crazy. Hello?
Hello, good evening. I called back.
Yeah, sure. Go good. Ahead.
Please, you promised us that whenever you want to introduce Ashley, you're going to play a certain song.
Oh,
I can't remember what.
Yes,
I think there was this Eaton Band.
Jude, be nice.
Yes,
now. Jude,
yes,
be nice.
Yes,
Jude, now.
Oh, my. Jude, you're right. Unfortunately, I did not play today.
Jude.
And
Jude.
It was very kind of you to point it out, Jude. We're getting to the end of the conversation. It ends at 12. But if I made a promise, I should keep that promise. So I'll play Jude in a matter of minutes. I need to take calls. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening.
Evening. What's your name?
Kabiru by name.
Kabiru, how are you doing?
I'm very much fine.
All right. Talk to me.
Mr. Speaker, you can imagine, your imagination is so wild.
Yes, indeed.
But let me go straight to the point.
That's what Ashley is known for. Yep, go ahead.
There's nothing wrong if my wife is successful.
Okay.
But first, if I should go into marriage or into a relationship, I will go into a relationship with such a woman that values me more than every other thing.
Ah.
Because there are such women. I've seen a woman who divorced her husband because the husband was too busy for him. And when she was leaving the marriage, she didn't go even with the clothes the man bought for him.
Hmm.
So, there are women who value you than the material things they have. That's why they can actually have the heart to give you access to everything they have.
Mm.
A woman who has a lot, or she's successful or succeeding, and she decides to switch her role in the house to you, then it's really a red flag.
So how do you find such a woman that values you above every other thing?
Good. I think that's the kind of woman I want. I can invest on her and I can support her dream too.
Yeah, but you haven't answered the question. I say, how do you find her?
The one that respects me or values me more than the things we have.
Yeah, the woman you just described. How do you find her? How do you find her?
I think that's the definition of what a godly woman is.
Okay. So, if I were looking for a godly woman in Port Harcourt, where should I go to Choba or which side? which corner?
I don't know. My grandfather told me he found his wife in the farm room. I don't know where you could find yours.
Okay. Okay.
He already found his own.
I already found. I was just trying to know where, you know, this woman is that you're talking about.
All right. I think if you've got these qualities in her, then you have a little heaven on earth.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Jericho, I was going to speak to why, if we stop to ever consider why the man is called the bridegroom.
Okay, tell me.
It's because you're supposed to groom the woman. There are loads of things that the woman in your life is supposed to pick up by association with you. And I'm sure the same holds true for you. right? That there are loads.
Go ahead, please.
So there are loads of things that, you know, your wife now knows and does, right? Because you were setting that example, right? That's providing leadership. Sometimes it's not by saying we are going to a bar or by buying food. It's just in the way that you behave.
Yeah.
Maybe in the way that you love, in the way that you show integrity, in the way that you're loyal to the family, in the way that you're loyal to values that are respectable, in things like that. She just picks up on it. Because women, they say, can multiply things. They are multipliers. You give them a seed, they turn it to kids.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Things like that. So a lot of times, she's going to reflect what she sees you express.
Mm.
Now, there are also those mad people, of course, but
well,
loads of times, it's important what you're modeling in that relationship, because that's what you get in return. So if you're looking to give love, to show respect, to show loyalty to the woman in your life, it's important, it's almost inevitable that she won't give back the same.
Okay. Check the video maybe later. The video I just sent you on Instagram. That's why I was laughing. All right. I thought the agreement was before and after the show. I mean, Ashley's Odogo status praise. TM from Oyibo. Well, TM, it is quite clear that I missed the beginning. I will make sure I don't miss the end. Apologies for that. Ashley will be here on Friday with Kosi, and I will ensure that it's played every hour, on the hour, every commercial break, and every time that I can. Hello?
Hello.
Good evening.
It's Andrew from Clinton.
All right. Oh, my. Call back if you can. We're down to the final minutes. Hello?
Yeah. Good evening, Sam.
Good evening. What's your name?
Gabriel.
All right, Gabriel. How you doing? Wonderful.
I did not even catch what you guys are saying. I just called to click Ashley, but you know, introduce and where now. Everybody on the vest now.
No vex.
Gabriel, are you serious now?
I mean, it was an oversight. I will play. You know, after this call, I think I should.
Please, before you go. Sam,
yes, please.
We draw this title.
After your call, I definitely will.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Let's do the needful.
Very important. Very important.
Thank you, sir.
I apologize. Thank you. Thank you, Gabriel. Well, a promise has been made to avoid a fine from NBC. Going against the code, the NBC Act, you know, maintaining the ethics and standards of broadcasting. When we make a promise on Nigeria Info, we keep it. We intend to keep it. We follow through to the very end. How does a show begin without proper introduction? How do people even know the identity of the guest? How do they know if they can and should believe the imagination that this man spins from his wonderful mind? There's just a lot. So I sincerely apologize for starting the show wrongly today. You know, I should know better. I should have done better. And this is beneath me. I really would not do this again. The Samaraku,
you know that
is one who
rays and beams of your wisdom are little all around my Instagram page.
Oh, this one that want to
I'm getting
rays and beams to derail us from the conversation, for us to forget to play what we should play. It will not work, Ashley. So introducing the one and only
Odinamata Ekwefionu Ojiefie Mogo, incumbent traditional prime minister, His Royal Highness Igwe Doctor Honorable Engineer Pastor His Excellency Ambassador Igwe Uwezuoke Eze Onye Mepim Nke Izizi African Tallest Man Otu Onye Na-Ekwomo Olua Osisi Kankwu Okwuru Oka Fine Man Without Pimple Onatara Dike Mma Nke Mbu Okwuru Ora Dike Erighi Ariri Otigbu Udi Mkpa.
Hello, Ash.
Hey, sir.
Let's pretend we're just meeting. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? It is nice to have you here with us Always an honor and privilege.
Privilege.
So what are we talking about today? Oh my goodness. It is good to have you back, Sam. TM from Oyibo, thank you very much. It's great to be back. No, that usually goes on the heels of this as well. The emperor, the conqueror, the champion, the lion is here. Animal, look on that, and I'm here. Zabu, you see those guys doing, hey! Those guys say, Flavor is, I don't think it's Flavor. It feels like it's a different voice. Oh, I don't know, maybe it's him, but that
it could be Flavor. It could be Flavor.
It might be. It sounds like it's another person, because the energy the person brings is... The emperor, the conqueror, the champion, the lion is here. Yeah. Yeah. And man, look on that, and Zabu, yes, indeed. That DK is Ashley in the flesh. I was here doing the Lord's work. Thank you very much, Ashley, for inspiring and doing everything in between.
When an oracle says you are something. Thank you, the phenomenal oracle.
I know that you would not want Mike 3 to stop working. It would be very bad that Mike 3 in the studios of Nigeria Info just stops working. All right, so this is as far as we can go on this conversation. Let's Talk is back. Still getting messages. Thank you to everyone who reached out, those who listened and noticed that there was an absence. I never take it for granted, you know. There's a special feeling connected to doing your end and knowing that there is a consumer on the other end. It's truly beautiful. So thanks for sticking with us, for listening, for contributing, for being a follower, and most importantly, for reaching out when you notice that we're not there. It's not lost on us. Ash, you want to give your handles?
Baron Cash 8 on all platforms except TikTok, where it's Baron Cash 89. Thank you, sir.
All right, connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms, with me at Sparkling Oracle on all platforms as well, or simply search for Sam Oracle Chinedu. I'm on everything except Threads. That's where I've not opened, so I guess I'll have to say for most platforms.